Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 29th of March, 2024. The Bible reading today is 1 Peter 3, 13 to 18. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. For it is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. Today's article, titled Jesus, Our Substitute, was written by Marvin Williams. A wealthy 20-year-old was drag racing with his friends when he struck and killed a pedestrian. Although the young man received a 3-year prison sentence, some believed that the man who appeared in court, and who subsequently served a prison sentence, was a hired surrogate for the driver who committed the crime. This type of thing has been known to occur in some countries where people hire body doubles to avoid paying for their crimes. This may sound scandalous and outrageous, but more than 2,000 years ago, Jesus became our substitute and suffered once for our sins, the righteous for the unrighteous. As God's sinless sacrifice, Christ suffered and died once and for all who believe in him. He took the penalty for all our sins in his own body on the cross. Unlike a person today who chooses to be a substitute for a criminal to get some cash, Christ's substitutionary death on the cross provided hope for us as he freely, willingly gave his life for us. He did so to bridge the chasm between us and God. May we rejoice and find comfort and confidence in this profound truth. Only by the substitutionary death of Jesus can we, sinners in need, have a relationship with and complete spiritual access to our loving God. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for dying in my place so that I might have access to God. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Roger, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.